Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two angels come down from the heavens every morning, one makes dua, O Allah, reward that person who spends, while the other makes dua, O Allah, destroy the wealth of the person who does not spend. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned, at sunrise, two angels, one on each side of the sun, make an announcement, which is heard by everybody except the jinn and mankind, and they say, O people, turn to your Rabb, the little which is enough for you is better than lots of wealth which makes you forget Allah. In the same way, the Hadith Sharif continues, at the time of sunset, two angels make dua loudly from both sides of the sun saying, O Allah, give a good reward to him who spends, that is, for a good cause, and ruin the wealth of him who hoards it. The Hadith Sharif says, when the sun rises, two angels, one on each side of the sun, make dua to Allah saying, O Allah, grant an early return to him who spends. O Allah, ruin the wealth of him who withholds it. Yet another Hadith Sharif says that there are two angels in the heavens above who have no other function but to keep on making dua. One says, O Allah, grant a return to him who spends for a good cause. And the other says, O Allah, destroy the wealth of him who holds it back. It appears that the mornings and evenings are not the special hours appointed. It appears that the mornings and evenings are not the special hours appointed for the angels to make such du'as. Rather, they go on making these du'as all the time. The narrations quoted earlier mean that they are particularly engaged in such du'as in the mornings and evenings. They never stop doing so. We see many times around us that very often those who collect wealth suddenly fall into problems that destroy their wealth. Some get involved in court cases, others waste all their money, and some have thieves chasing them. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah says, when wealth is hoarded, it brings destruction. Very often the wealth is ruined. Sometimes the owner himself passes away leaving behind everything, or he is destroyed by leading a terrible life. However, those who spend for a good cause are blessed with increase in their wealth. According to hadith, whoever gives much as sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala himself takes care of his wealth after his death. SubhanAllah.